In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, the last Sunday after Pentecost before the Advent. And the liturgy of this Sunday is pointing to the final coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In order to prepare ourselves for this final parousia, the final moment of Jesus' coming, to judge the living and the dead. The Holy Gospel of this Sunday, according to Saint Matthew, is teaching us something very important, and also it is a beautiful meditation on the last days. And of course it is a meditation on the last four things. It's November in general, it's a very important month, in order to meditate on these four last things: death, judgment, hell, paradise. Jesus is saying something at the beginning of the Gospel, something very enigmatic but very important to ponder. When you shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, then they that are in Judea, let them flee to the mountains, and he that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of his house, and so on. So the prophecy about the final days, the final chastisement, preparing the final parousia, the coming of our Lord, is introduced with this enigmatic image, which is no longer an image but a fact: the abomination of desolation, of which Daniel the prophet speaks in his book, foretelling this great abomination. What is about? It was during the persecution of the Jews, a persecution which broke out with the Greeks, who were trying to take over, and the main person persecuting the Jews, and now even making a great profanation in the temple, was Antiochus Epiphanes, this man who came into the temple of Jerusalem and on the altar of the sacrifices erected something idolatrous in order to profane the altar of the sacrifice. And then, after this profanation, the temple itself was, we know from history, was destroyed. And the final destruction came about in the 70 after Christ by the Romans, who conquered Jerusalem and destroyed even the temple of Jerusalem, the very symbol of the Jewish faith. But this profanation is very, very enigmatic. The profanation has already been realized by this persecutor of the temple of God and of God himself. But Jesus now in the Gospel is saying something in relation to our times. So it looks like there is a kind of persecution like that one. And this makes sense, because we know from St. Paul that the final moments will be preceded by the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will come in order to fight against the children of God, to lose the children of God, their souls. But the Antichrist will be, the coming of the Antichrist will be prepared by the final apostasy. And the apostasy speaks about this profanation of the temple of God, the profanation within the temple of God. And at times can, of course, tell us that this prophecy is true. Even a cardinal, you might have heard of Holland, said that this present moment can be configured as this final prophecy about the apostasy and the Antichrist. Of course, we can't tell that this is the moment of the Antichrist. But what is important to take into consideration is this. The final persecution, the final chastisement, will be actually also a moment of a great apostasy, the rejection of the faith. And this is the moment when the major enemy of Christ will rise to fight against the church, against Christ. And this is the Antichrist. But this final moment will be also prepared by this pseudo-Christ, as always the Gospel says, this false Christ, false prophets. And we know that the Antichrist, who is a person, will be prepared by other Antichrists, false prophets, who will be very, very active in history, in every age of the Church, in order to mix up the mind of the faithful and to, as the Gospel says, to fight against those who are the elect of God, those who are the predestined to eternal salvation. So this chastisement, preparing the parousia, will be the moment of this persecution as well. The persecution of the Antichrist prepared by these Antichrists, these several enemies of Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus today in the Holy Gospel is teaching us to be aware of this. It is not a way to give in to prophecies and the private revelations in order to be frightened and to see where is the final moment, when is the final moment. No, it is not about this. It is about believing that in order to be Christians, we have to be strong, because we have many enemies. There are enemies, even within the body of Christ, trying to mix up the mind of the believers in order to lose our souls eternally, in order to be judged by Christ at the end of time. We have to go through this great tribulation to be purified and to be ready on that day to face our Lord, to be in His presence. So this is the final Sunday in order to be now ready for Advent, the coming of our Lord. Jesus is at hand. Jesus is coming. We are called to be ready, to be vigilant, to know that being Christians means to be fighters, to face this spiritual combat. Let us be ready with the weapon of prayer, with the fast, and with this awareness in order to make our way to Jesus Christ, to prepare our own soul for Him, and to let Him come into our lives in order to be saved, to be eternally saved, by overcoming all temptations, overcoming the enemies of God, and finally this great desolation, profanation in the temple of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.